Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. Cause this means war.
Hallelujah, Mr. Charles Jenkins this morning, and the name of that one is War. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God that we put on our whole armor, that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. Uh-huh. We can war anytime we have to. But mainly there's not a lot of warring we have to do because he is the one that fight our battles. Yeah. And so we thank God. We thank God. Well, we having some rainy weather. And mine says I woke up to 52. And I know it's got to be a little warmer than that because I'm not feeling as cool in the morning as it usually does. But later today, they said it'd be 73. And so we thank God for the good weather, the good weather. Although it may rain, we yet have good weather. It could be snowing, it could be storming. We were looking for a tornado yesterday and the day before and all of that. But God worked it out for our good. And so we're thankful unto him this morning. And today we're going back in with Kings, 1 Kings, the 19th chapter. And maybe by the week ending, we'll finish it up and go to another book that's going to lead us back to these kings. And we're looking at Solomon and what started all of this. It let us know that David did some things, but not as much as these other kings did. My goodness. But like each of them came after Solomon. They just got worse and worse. This one did worse than that one. And that one, oh, it was just something else. Yesterday, we found out about Ahab, Obadiah, and Elijah. We found about Elijah and the widow woman. God had already commanded her to do some things for Elijah the prophet. And God told him, look, get up and go over by the brook. Hide yourself over there. And he commanded the ravens to come and feed him. And that was the brook of water where he could drink because there would be no rain. And so after 3 years of no rain, he went to, God told him to go on to Ahab. He went to Ahab and the Bible said that it was like 450 of Baal's prophets. Yeah, the prophets of Baal. And all these prophets had been over the Jezebel table. Sister Samoa and I was talking about it last night. And I told her, I said, oh, no, I don't want to eat from Jezebel's table. No, no, no. No telling what kind of spirits I'm putting in me. But anyway, they had the Baal prophets to come. And Elijah told him, yeah, bring your prophets and I'm going to bring my God and let's see what happens. Let's see who come out on top. And they failed. The prophets of Baal, they failed. And Elijah did some things, which was they had the altar from the sacrifice. And what he did is he put his sacrifice and his wood up there and drowned it three times, if I'm not mistaken, then built a trench with water around it. And they got upset with him and, you know, wanted to hurt him and kill him or whatever. But look, when it his turn come to show his God, he called on the name of the Lord. And the Lord sent fire to burn the burnt offering, dried up all the water. The water in the trenches, he dried that up too, huh? Elijah showed them, the people, who God really was. And so the people decided to come back to God. And sometimes he got to show signs and wonders because we can't just take his word and we won't just hear him and obey. He got to send signs and wonders. Sometimes he got to send a prophet to confirm what you already know. But you can't hold on to it. You can't believe it. You're still wondering. So you need a sign or you need some type of wonder to happen. And so God does this for us. What a loving, kind, merciful God. Because he could easily say this, I sent my son. I gave him a word. And they need to get in it. And if they don't know what my word said, they're not going to find out what my word said. It's on them. I'm not sending a prophet. I'm not sending an intercessor. I'm not sending no one. It's on them. But look at him. He gives us much. He'll show a sign in the sky. He'll speak in your spirit while you're driving down the street. Y'all excuse me. Yeah. He does all of this for us. And I'm thankful unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mentioned that Sister Samoa and I was talking last night. And when she first called, I saw the number. I picked the phone up. And I heard her. At the time, I didn't know she was reciting a poem. But she was reciting a poem, but like I said, I didn't know. And then she recited more. I was like, wow, look at this. And she recited more. It was so real. I almost started praying and said, Lord, what's wrong? God, fix it for her. Because as she recited the poem, it sounded as if it was like a love poem, like she was telling somebody how much she loved them and they had separated. And, you know, if he thought that he could give her another chance, she know they could get back together and make it. It was so real. And then at the end of the, she said, what you think about that, Miss Barbara? And started laughing. I said, oh, my goodness, girl. I thought that thing was real. Because, you know, she do a lot of acting and things. Yeah. She done took dance classes. Sister Samoa has done quite a few things around here. Very smart lady. And so it just tickled me pink because I was just thinking, look how she did that and had me going. I thought it was real. And so she said that she's working on one of the kings to come and tell us about him. Because the door is still open. If you think you can come and tell us what number king it was and what this particular king did after Solomon, that's what I want. That's what I'm hoping for. And there's no certain time that you have to do it. You can do it anytime. So she want to do one of those kings. And I asked her to do the king right after Solomon. And it may have been his son. But anyway, I'm waiting on that. She got to finish it up. And she said on Thursday, she'll come and share. Because she's studying and, you know, making sure everything is in place for us. And I'm grateful unto the Lord for that. That is a beautiful thing. Yeah, to participate. She said, I want to be in that. I want to do that. It sounds interesting. And in the Book of Kings, she said, oh, it's interesting, Miss Barbara. And so I thank God for that. I thank God for that. And Brother Anthony and different ones, Sister Jerry and different ones, they want to know about these things and know about these books. They read before, but maybe they, you know, got a little boring to them or whatever. But when somebody else is reading and talking about it, it's quite interesting. Because you get me paint a picture for yourself that you understand better. And so we thank God for that. And listen, I want to ask the intercessors this morning to pray with me. Sister Rita have a friend and her mom is in the hospital and they sending her home. And then I think she said they sent it. Let me see. Okay, she said, hello, Sister Barbara. I hope you're doing well. I have a favor to ask. Could you please add my friend's mother to your prayer list? Her mom is being sent home from the hospital. The hospital has already notified hospice. The doctors are giving her 2 weeks. That means 2 weeks to live. Please, please, please pray for her. Her name is Ida. My friend's name is Lisa. Could you please also add her to the list? She's going through a lot right now. Thank you, sis. So we want to pray for Ida and we want to pray for Lisa this morning. We want to touch and agree in prayer that God would heal Ida, if it's his will, raise her up off a sick bed. We done saw him do it too many times for others. We saw him went in where the girl, they said the girl was dead. And the mourners, professional mourners, was outside mourning and blah, 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 and all this noise and carrying on. And Jesus went in and he told me, she's not dead. And they laughed at him. But he got her up off that bed. She rose again. Hallelujah. We done saw him go to the cave and tell Lazarus to come forth. Lazarus come forth in the grave clothes. Huh? He was dead. If he can do that truly, he can take care of Isaac. He can strengthen Lisa, if it be his will. Yeah. Because we don't know what Ida is wanting. We don't know if Ida want to stay or if Ida want to go. It's according to her suffering, I'm sure. But we're going to pray for her this morning and pray that God raise up off that bed. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank him today. We thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if anybody else got their food, please let me know. Because I want to make sure everybody on the list get their fruit. Yeah. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Them oranges, I had one this morning. I had one orange left and one grapefruit. And I hit that orange this morning. You talking about sweet and delicious. Ooh, and it's been sitting since last Saturday. The longer it sits, the sweeter it gets. Yeah, I like that kind of fruit. Yeah. It don't spoil, but it get better. Yeah. So I'm thankful to the Lord for all he give to us. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for another Wednesday morning that we have never experienced. This is a new day, fresh. You brought it forth fresh this morning. And we're thankful unto you. Father, we're thankful for heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're thankful for your dwelling place. We're grateful unto you. We come this morning thanking you that the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We thank you for your power, for you have all power. There's no higher power. You have the power to save. You have the power to heal. You have the power to raise the dead. Thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We're grateful unto you, Almighty God, who have all the power, Jehovah. We thank you this morning, for there's none like you. We thank you that, Father, no matter what, you're on our side today. You're looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. Oh, we thank you for this Wednesday morning, waking us up closed in our right minds. We thank you for the use and activity of our limbs, our life, our health, and our strength. Oh, we thank you this morning, Father, for all you've done for us. We thank you for what you're doing right now. And, Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. Great and mighty things for your people. Thank you for your word this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for the precious gift of your spirit, the Holy Ghost. Oh, we thank you for your son, Jesus, this morning. Father, the list is endless because we have so much to thank you for. Hallelujah. We come this morning, Father, asking that you would bless every caller and every listener, those coming through the podcast and the archives. Move by your spirit for these your people today. But, Father, you know what they stand in the need of. And we know that you supply need according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. We ask again that you would move this morning for these your people. And, Father, we ask that it's Wednesday, a fresh Wednesday that you brought forth. So, Father, we ask that you would move in a fresh way, a new way for your people. Open doors, close doors that should be closed. Father, give desires of their hearts today. Stir up the gifts in them. I'll send you spirit of obedience that we'll obey you at any cost. Father, loose your protecting angels to stand watch over us, to shield and protect us from all hurt, harm, or danger, or do it today in the name of Jesus. Father, those that stand in the need of healing, Father, we ask this morning that you would heal. You took the beating for the healing of the nation. There's yet healing in the hem of your garment. Hallelujah. Father, you heal all manner of sickness and disease. Or every stripe took every stripe so that we could be healed. And this morning we bring Ida before you. And Father, we ask that you would heal this woman. We ask that you would heal her, God, inside and outside. Heal a mind, heal a heart today in the name of Jesus. We know you're the great physician. You're the God that healeth thee. Heal Ida this morning. Raise her up off her sick bed. And Lord, let it be a testimony unto you that you power, hallelujah, ought to spare lives. You've done it many times. The doctor gave her 2 weeks. Lord, you yet can give her another 50 years. So if it be your will this morning, move for Ida in a mighty way. Strengthen her daughter, Lisa, God. Strengthen Lisa to be there for her mother 100%. Not because she thinks she's leaving here, but let Lisa be there because she loves her mother. And Lord, let Lisa show love to her mother even the more. In the name of Jesus, bless Sister Rita, Father, for even asking for prayer for Ida and Lisa. Oh, do it today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able. There's nothing too hard for you to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military, our widowers and bereaved families, intercessory prayer people, preachers everywhere, Father, preaching in the name of Jesus, in obedience unto you and love for your people. Bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem this morning. Loose your protected angels to continue to stand watch, to shield and protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Father, we ask that you would bless our brothers and sisters overseas. Lord, move for their families in the name of Jesus. Bless their children, oh God. Lord, many need school money. Many need this and that and clothes and whatever the case may be. Father, we ask that you would move for them in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. We come this morning, Father, asking that those who can't pray out loud overseas, our brothers and sisters, Lord, those who can't mention the name of Jesus, our Jehovah God, Lord, we ask that you would loose your protecting angels to stand watch, to shield and protect them, keep them, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Bless their families, God, and their children in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for hearing. We thank you for answering, God, our prayers. We thank you today. We can't thank you enough. And Father, we come bringing America before you and the American people. Lord, you said if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then would you hear from heaven, forgive the sins and heal the land. This morning, Father, we ask that God, you would move upon every American. And Lord, take them back and remind them that it was you who put this country together. And you did it for your glory. You did it so that we would be free. You did it, Lord, so that we could praise your name and lift you up. But Lord, we got your blessings. We got your miracles. But we want to serve other gods. And I ask this morning in the name of Jesus, touching with my brothers and sisters, God, whatever is here that shouldn't be, that you would remove it in the name of Jesus, that you would rebuke it for our sake. Lord, whatever's in leadership that shouldn't be, whatever's in leadership that's against you, Father, we ask that you would rebuke it. And that, Lord, you would destroy it from the root, that it never comes back. And that, God, you would give our leadership a heart and a mind to follow after you, not in words, but in deeds, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless America, Father. Continue to have mercy. Continue to let your grace and your love abound for us. But Father, help us as your people to get ready. Help us to prepare. But not only you coming back, but there will be tests and trials. Strengthen us, God, in our tests and trials, in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here this morning, oh God. Move by your spirit, Lord. Bless us, your people. We want to know more about your word. We want understanding and wisdom, Lord, concerning your word. We want knowledge concerning your word. And Lord, help us to apply it to our everyday life. The Old Testament was written for our learning And Father, we want to learn. And we ask that you would move and that you give the wisdom of your word this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you today. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. And Lord, those that stand in the need of finances, open every door today. Lord, those that stand in the need of seeds to sow, Lord, we ask that you would give seed to the sower, because we want to sow, God, that your word can spread all over the world, everywhere, in every crack and every crevice, oh God. So give us seed to plant in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Oh, we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you the honor and praise. And Father, we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his majesty. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Not only does he hear, but he asks. Yeah. And he inhabits the praises of his people. Somebody told me when the praise go up, the blessings of the Lord come down. I'm a living witness. Hallelujah. I tried it for myself. I found it to be true. Oh, and I thank God this morning. There's none like him. I get excited sometimes just that I know him for myself, you see. I get excited because he's on my side. He's for me. Woo. He said, if he be for me, he's more than the whole world against me. Nothing can stop me from being blessed. Nothing can hinder my blessings. He'll loose the fighting angels if he have to fight so that I get my blessing. Because sometimes Satan want to hold up things. The devil want to hold up things from you. Oh, but he'll loose the fighting angels. Go take care of Barbara. Hallelujah. And when they get through warring, when they go back where they warred at, it's not even dust left there. Because when they go back to the Father, they're going to give a good report of what they did. He already know. He already looking. We destroyed it all, even from the very root of it. We destroyed it. What started it, we destroyed it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's that kind of God. On our side, in spite of us. Looking beyond our fault, yet me, thou me. Oh, I'm thankful unto him this morning. I am so thankful unto him, for there's none like him. Yeah, grateful. And Sister Samora, if you, I don't know, but maybe we should talk this week again when you get spare time. I just thought of something, and I'm going to share it with you in a text. But I just thought of something, because I know the Lord is blessing you, and I know he want to bless you the more. And I know you mentioned about being this far. You didn't know that you would make it this far. But Samoa, your eyes haven't seen and your ears haven't heard the things that God has in store for you right here on the earth, because you're willing to get up and do some things. Yet you're willing to go check it out. You're willing to try. I heard her say last night, well, I'm going to continue my class because I only have to May, and then I get my, you know, bachelor's. And, because at one time we was thinking, well, maybe you need to back out of that. Nope, she held on. She continued on. And God have blessings for all of us. Yeah, just because he don't speak it right here on Jesus in the morning all the time, it does not mean he don't have blessings for us. Oh, he got great blessings for us. Yeah, our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard the things he have in store for us right here on the earth. But sometimes we got to let our flesh go to receive from the Spirit of God. Yeah. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge it. It's him that's going to direct the path. You can't direct it. Be not wise in your own eyes. Don't even thinking you know where it's going to go. You know, you think you know how it's going to end. You think you know the next outcome. You don't know nothing. Because I've seen it. I go looking for one thing, and he give me something else. I go looking for this, and God give me that. How about that? So it's no need for us to lean to our own understanding. It's no need for us to be wise in our own eyes. We need to follow the Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of God. He's going to lead you into all truth. He's going to lead you where no lie is, no confusion. That's not God. He's going to lead you down the straight and narrow path where your blessing's at. And sometimes the blessing is through trials. Yeah, but we can't see it. When we looked at Obadiah yesterday, it would appear that Elijah, you going to Ahab, you going to die. Jezebel done talked him into killing the prophets of Baal. Killing the prophets of God. You going to go over that? Yeah. God told him if I go deal with him, it's going to rain. Because God is sending me. I'm just the vessel he's going to use. And see, many times we get the vessel confused with God. We get the vessels, the men and women of God, confused with God. We looking at them. This is why some men say they don't believe in women preachers. Women shouldn't preach. Women shouldn't do this and that. We got it confused because when I get up, when I sit in this seat every morning, Monday through Friday, it's God that's moving. It's not Barbara, especially concerning his word. But people look at people. No, that's a vessel that God used. And a lot of times they're telling them it's me. What I'm saying is me. They're telling people it's me. You got to believe on me. I'm going to believe on Jesus. How about that? Because you're just simply a vessel that he can use. Solomon was the wisest man, the richest man I ever heard of. After him, I never heard of another man being that wise and another man being that rich. I haven't. But look at the fall of Solomon. Look at disobedience. I can't follow man. I got to follow God. I have one of the greatest pastors ever lived, Bishop Carl Dover. Oh, this boy bad to the B-O-N-E, to the bone. And if ever there was a prophet, it's him. And you don't have to tell him nothing. He going to come to you. My daughter and I was talking about him on Monday. And she said, I went over there and seen you, Bishop. I said, yeah. She said that I had to give me the saying. And I told him, Bishop, I am, but can I obey the Spirit? And she said, he told her, yeah. And she said he was so excited, you know, to see her and everything. And she said, she tell him, when I come to church, I'm coming to my church where God put me, you know, to be a part of this ministry. Y'all stop harassing me about my mama. I'm not my mama. I said, you better behave yourself. She said she told a testimony of how she didn't know that I had told him that she was one of his members, as they call it. And she said he shook his head and said, yeah, that's what your mom said, but guess what? It's not what your mom said. It's what God said, and it's what God was going to do, and I just waited. My youngest daughter put her membership there. I told him about her. I said, all eight of them belong here, but I don't know what they're doing, Bishop. Now, that one in Kissimmee, him and Bishop, they're quite tight, you know. But the rest of them, I don't know what they're doing, Bishop. And that was before he became the bishop. And she said she told her testimony how when she brought my granddaughter, Jaleel, she was a preemie. She couldn't see. She couldn't hear. We know she couldn't talk. She couldn't say, hey, she couldn't say all that. And she said she went over there. She was going to talk to Bishop. And she said he told her, said, well, let's just pray first. Let's just pray. And after they prayed, she said, he told her, you done had the baby. And look, do you like to sleep? She said, she told him, yeah, I like to sleep because I sleep good, Bishop. And he told her, well, look here, just go on home and make sure you get enough sleep because that baby's coming home. She said she looked at him because she didn't get a chance to tell him about the baby. Said, I know what the doctor said and everything, but that baby is coming home and you're going to have to be up and down feeding this baby. And this is going to be one of the brightest children you will ever have. See, because they told her she couldn't see, couldn't hear, couldn't talk. And she said he told her some more stuff and she went on home. And she heard what he said, but you know, the doctor done gave the report. But I said, who report are we going to believe? She said, the hospital called her and told her, come get your baby. And she was kind of shocked over there, but she rushed on to get the baby. And baby crying, baby can see, baby greedy. And until this day, we call her Lily. That's one of the brightest young ladies you'll ever want to see. Love me, love me, love me, love me. Yes, she does. And she's into cooking. So I took some stuff over to her that she can cook. But I got to get another care package together and I take it to her so she can learn to do pie crust and, you know, cookie crumb crust and that kind of thing because she want to get off into some baking. You know, she kind of been cooking a little bit. But I said all of that to show this. There is nothing too hard for God. And look, if we trust him and not man, stay with God. We're going to be all right. The Lord will show you something. Even in leadership, God has shown me some things. And he showed me where, hey, if the leadership weaker than you, how are you going to sit under weak leadership? I couldn't. But I found old Cardos. God led me to old Cardos. When I saw the church, I didn't know what kind of church it was or what they would be doing over there, but God led me there. And I couldn't help myself. I had to stay there. And I would be traveling and doing different Fourth Sunday fellowships and all kind of stuff and revival. But it would always lead back to that church. I pay my tithes and offering right now to that church. Yeah. First time I paid tithes and offering over there, I got blessed so quick. So I said, ooh, yeah, I'm in the right house, all right. Yeah. God is faithful. God is faithful. And he support me and his wife became the pastor, Jackie Dole. And she support me and whatever I want to do over there. And when they see me, she just skinned and grinning. Hey. Yeah. And it's good to have a house like that where you know God is in the house. Yeah. And if you need prayer, you can call on them. Now, I'm not one to be, you know, I need prayer for this, but I will call when I need to. But most times I'm calling to encourage them. Yeah, because God is faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So today we're going to get back into the book of 1 Kings. And we're going over to the 19th chapter. And it starts off like this. Check this out. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and whether how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Did y'all hear that? Ahab done went to Jezebel, whole wicked self, done put out a law to kill all of the prophets of God. But God done showed up on the scene here and showed him how Elijah, he would use Elijah to kill all the prophets with the sword. Yeah. So look, we're going to go a little bit further. I get a little bit too excited sometimes, so I try and calm myself down. Because many times in the word, you know, you see the move of God. Yeah, you see him. And I get a little excited and hold myself together because it's his word. It's true. I don't have to worry about it. It won't break up. It won't fail. It is the truth. And so some days I try to calm myself down, you know, where I can be all right and not scream and yell and take off running or whatever. Because I know it's his word. And I know, again, like I said, it holds true. And we thank God for a truthful word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. For your word. Yeah. Anything you put that word to, if you had the patience to wait and you believe, that word going to do the work. Yeah. And again, this morning, patience is real important to have when working with God. Yeah. You got to have patience. He don't always move as quick as you want him to. Hallelujah. So look, Ahab gave Jezebel news of all Elijah had done and how he had put all the prophets to death with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. Do you hear what Jezebel telling them now? God did this. God used Elijah. And now, Jezebel, you're going to come against the true and living God that got all power. So she say she's going to do to Elijah what he did to her prophets by this time, by that time tomorrow. Yeah. Look at it. Jezebel sent a servant to Elijah saying, may the God's punishment be on me if I do not make your life like the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. May the gods punish me, in other words, if I don't kill you by tomorrow. That's what she's saying. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. Yeah. In verse 4, it says, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. Isn't that something? And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. Look at this. Stretching himself on the earth, he went to sleep under the broom plant. But an angel touched him, said to him, get up and have some food. And he looked and behold, there was a cake baking on the coal and a curse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. Isn't that so? And looking up, he saw by his head a cake cooked on the stone and a bottle of water. So he took food, drank, and went back to sleep. In verse 7, it says, and the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Yeah. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touching him said, get up and have some food, or the journey will be overmuch for your strength. It'll be too much for you if you don't eat and drink. The 8th verse say, and he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. So he got up, took food and drank, and in the strength of that food, he went on for 40 days and nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. So look, that food carried him for 40 days and 40 nights. It reminded me of this. I can remember God telling me, get rest. Go on and rest. Stop staying up late and get some sleep. Because once the work starts, you won't be able to lay down like that. You won't be able to cut it off like that. And that day surely came. I didn't have time for sleeping. Yeah, I didn't have time for this and that. And, I like the zoo, you know. And I wanted to go to the zoo. You ain't got time, you should have went, you know, when you had the chance. It's not zooing time. It's working time. Yeah. So in verse 9, and he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? Yeah. And there he went into a hole in the rock for the night. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, what are you doing here, Elijah? In verse 10, and he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Yeah. I've been burning for the honor of the Lord, the God of armies, for the children of Israel have not kept your agreement. They made destruction of your altars and have put your prophets to death with the sword, till I, even I, am the only one living, and now they are tempted to take away my life. My goodness. That Solomon messed up some stuff. Y'all hear me? That Solomon, ooh, we a domino effect. So 11 says, and he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passes by. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. 12 says, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And he said in verse 14, I have been very jealous of the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophet with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. In verse 15, and the Lord said unto him, go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. 16 says, and Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shall thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat. Ooh, these names, y'all. Amblemihola, shall thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. 17 says, and it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. And him that escapeth the sword from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. Verse 19 says, so he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what I have I done to thee. All right, now we getting on. But no matter what, and no matter what the enemy try and do, he will never out exceed God, never. A lot of times, even like I look at Samson, I look at Moses. No matter what, they end up with God. We heard the scripture says to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. Now, God is about to show something else here. He did it when we read yesterday with Elijah, before the process of Baal. Jezebel said by this time tomorrow she wanted to be punished by the gods, because if Elijah wasn't dead, but he was led by God. We're going to read a little further. In verse 20, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I done to thee? So he went away from there. Yeah. Well, and letting the oxen be where they were, he came running after Elijah and said, only let me give a kiss to my father and mother, and then I'll come after you. But he said to him, go back again, for what I have I done to you. For what I have I done to you. So we heard of Elijah and Elisha. We heard of that. So these are these two. Yeah. And 21 says, and he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and bore their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. Sometime we'll tell the Lord, Lord, I just need to go back and finish up a few things. If you let me go back and finish these things, then I can come on, Lord, and obey. And many times God will allow it. Only if it's his will. So we're going on into 1 Kings chapter 20. And do they have these names in there? Because, you know, the name's deep for me. I was born in Florida. So I have to go and hear the names, you know, pronounce the correct way, then I can pronounce them. And sometimes I forget how to pronounce the name. In 1 Kings chapter 20, starting at verse 1, and you know what? I'm going to let him read it because he's going to pronounce this name right.
1 Kings 20. And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his host together. And there were 32 kings with him, in horses and chariots. And he went up and besieged Samaria and warred against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city, and said unto him, thus saith Ben-Hadad, thy silver and thy gold is mine. Thy wives also and thy children, even the goodliest, are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, my lord, O king, according to thy saying, I am thine, and all that I have. And the messengers came again and said, thus speaketh Ben-Hadad, saying, although I have sent unto thee, saying, thou shalt deliver me thy silver and thy gold and thy wives and thy children, yet I will send my servants unto thee tomorrow about this time, and they shall search thine house and the houses of thy servants. And it shall be that whatsoever is pleasant in thine eyes, they shall put it in their hand and take it away. Then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, mark, I pray you.
Now look at this. I want you to listen. And pay close attention, because watch this. Yeah, we have to be careful. We have to be careful. Because a lot of times we think we got it going on. I'm the woman of God. Nothing can touch me. I'm this and that. I'm the man of God. Nothing, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever. But in this case, it's not the man, the woman of God. It's a king that's evil. Yeah. So look, we're going to look further. We're going to look further. Okay, I think he stopped at 6. All right, verse 6.
And see how this man seeketh mischief, for he sent unto me for my wives, and for my children, and for my silver, and for my gold, and I denied him not. And all the elders and all the people said unto him, hearken not unto him, nor consent. Wherefore he said unto the messengers of Ben-Hadad, tell my lord the king, all that thou didst send for to thy servant at the first, I will do, but this thing I may not do. And the messengers departed, and brought him word again. And Ben-Hadad said unto him, and said, the gods do so unto me, and more also, if the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls for all the people that follow me. And the king of Israel answered and said, tell him, let not him that girdeth on his harness boast himself as he that putteth it off. And it came to pass, when Ben-Hadad heard this message, as he was drinking, he and the kings in the pavilions, that he said unto his servants, set yourselves in array. And they set themselves in array against the city. And behold, there came a prophet unto Ahab, king of Israel, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into thine hand this day, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. And Ahab said, by whom? And he said, thus saith the Lord, even by the young men of the princes of the provinces. Then he said, who shall order the battle? And he answered, thou. And he numbered the young men of the princes of the provinces, and they were 232. And after them he numbered all the people, even all the children of Israel, being 7,000. And they went out at noon. But Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk in the pavilions, he and the kings, the 32 kings that helped him. And the young men of the princes of the provinces went out first. And Ben-Hadad sent out, and they told him, saying, there are men come out of Samaria. And he said, whether they be come out for peace, take them alive, or whether they be come out for war, take them alive. So these young men of the princes of the provinces came out of the city, and the army which followed them, and they slew every one his man, and the Syrians fled, and Israel pursued them, and Ben-Hadad the king of Syria escaped on an horse with the horsemen. And the king of Israel went out, and smote the horses and chariots, and slew the Syrians with a great slaughter. And the prophet came to the king of Israel, and said unto him, go, strengthen thyself, and mark and see what thou doest. For at the return of the year, the king of Syria will come up against thee. And the servants of the king of Syria said unto him, their gods are gods of the hills, therefore they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. And do this thing, take the kings away, every man out of his place, and put captains in their rooms, and number thee an army like the army that thou hast lost, horse for horse, and chariot for chariot, and we will fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. And he hearkened unto their voice, and did so. And it came to pass, at the return of the year, that Ben-Hadad numbered the Syrians, and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. And the children of Israel were numbered, and were all present, and went against them. And the children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of kids. But the Syrians filled the country. And there came a man of God, and spake unto the king of Israel, and said, thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Therefore will I deliver all this great multitude into thine hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. And they pitched one over against the other 7 days. And so it was, that in the 7th day the battle was joined, and the children of Israel slew of the Syrians 100,000 footmen in 1 day. But the rest fled to Aphek into the city, and there a wall fell upon 27,000 of the men that were left. And Ben-Hadad fled and came into the city, into an inner chamber. And his servant said unto him, Behold now, we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. Let us, I pray thee, put sackcloth on our loins and ropes upon our heads, and go out to the king of Israel. Peradventure, he will save thy life. So they girded sackcloth on their loins and put ropes on their heads and came to the king of Israel and said, Thy servant Ben-Hadad saith, I pray thee, let me live. And he said, Is he yet alive? He is my brother. Now the men did diligently observe whether anything would come from him, and did hastily catch it. And they said, Thy brother Ben-Hadad. Then he said, Go ye, bring him. Then Ben-Hadad came forth to him, and he caused him to come up into the chariot. And Ben-Hadad said unto him, The cities which my father took from thy father I will restore, and thou shalt make streets for thee in Damascus, as my father made in Samaria. Then said Ahab, I will send thee away with this covenant. So he made a covenant with him, and sent him away. And a certain man of the sons of the prophet said unto his neighbor, In the word of the Lord, Smite me, I pray thee. And the man refused to smite him. Then said he unto him, Because thou hast not obeyed the voice of the Lord, behold, as soon as thou art departed from me, a lion shall slay thee. And as soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him and slew him. Then he found another man and said, Smite me, I pray thee. And the man smote him, so that in smiting he wounded him. So the prophet departed and waited for the king by the way and disguised himself with ashes upon his face. And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king, and he said, Thy servant went out into the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me and said, Keep this man. If by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. And the king of Israel said unto him, So shall thy judgment be. Thyself hast decided it. And he hasted, and took the ashes away from his face. And the king of Israel discerned him that he was of the prophets. And he said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Because thou hast let go out of thy hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, therefore thy life shall go for his life, and thy people for his people. And the king of Israel went to his house, heavy and displeased, and came to Samaria.
Goodness. We're going on to chapter 21.
1 Kings 21. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or, if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. But Jezebel his wife came to him and said unto him, Why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? And he said unto her, Because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and said unto him, Give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. And Jezebel his wife said unto him, Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise, and eat bread. And let thine heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, and sealed them with his seal, and sent the letters unto the elders, and to the nobles that were in his city dwelling with Naboth. And she wrote in the letters, saying, Proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him, to bear witness against him, saying, Thou didst blaspheme God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him that he may die. And the men of his city, even the elders and the nobles who were the inhabitants in his city, did as Jezebel had sent unto them. And as it was written in the letters which she had sent unto them, they proclaimed a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people. And there came in two men, children of Belial, and sat before him. And the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city, and stoned him with stones, that he died. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned, and is dead. And it came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned, and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money. For Naboth is not alive, but dead. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab rose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Arise, go down to meet Ahab king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith the Lord, In the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine.
Yeah.
And Ahab said to Elijah, Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away thy posterity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will make thine house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger, and made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, The dogs shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city, the dogs shall eat. And him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols, according to all things as did the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his flesh, and fasted, and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Seest thou how Ahab humbleth himself before me? Because he humbleth himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house.
I tell you, the kings, they followed in disobedience after Solomon. It all started with Solomon. Ahab know better than the foolishness he going along with. He done married Jezebel, and this evil woman just keep doing evil, and he keep approving of the evil that she doing. But he killed this man to get his stuff, what he wanted, that the man told him no about. Jezebel come in and tell him, kill him, I'm going to kill him, you know. She didn't tell him that, but she told him to get up and eat and be merry. Because you're going to get his stuff. Don't worry about it. So she set up and plotted a lie, set up to build a man up and then lie on him and kill him. So now Ahab, he found out, okay, you done did this evil that your wife set up. Like the dog licked the blood of this man, he going to lick your blood. Your wife, she gonna die too. Yeah. Yep, because she stirred up the foolishness. Uh-huh. It was a horrible thing that he was gonna bring upon them. The dogs was going to eat. The fowl of the air was going to eat their flesh. Yeah. Oh, we. But God is safer. He told him about that Jezebel. The dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Jezreel. Yeah. I tell you, back during them days, God did not play. And today, he still don't play with his enemies. Because if you play with your enemies, they will kill you. Because they're your enemies. They're not your friends. They're not people that love you. Yeah. So we're going on to the next chapter. 1 Kings chapter 22. And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria. They was always after stuff. They was always after things. And many are that way today. They just can't get enough stuff. Yeah. And the third verse, it says, and the king of Israel said unto his servants, know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the king, of the hand of the king of Syria. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses. We're down to verse 5. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbid it? And they said, go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hands of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him? In verse 8, and the king of Israel said unto him, Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micah, the son of Ammah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he doeth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, hasten hither Micaiah, the son of Amla. So look, he done got a word. And then he's saying, look, I know of one more prophet, but he always speak evil on me. And Jehoshaphat said, well, let the king say so. And he sent and called for Micaiah. And in verse 10, it says, and the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes, in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. Zedekiah, the son of Shenana, made him horns of iron. And he said, thus said the Lord, with these shalt thou push the Syrians until thou have consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied, so saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, behold now, the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let that word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord says unto me, that will I speak. Yeah. In other words, I can't go up and lie to say something good because that's what y'all want to hear. And that's what's happening in many places today in these so-called churches. The people don't want to hear the truth. They rather believe a lie because a lie sounds better. Yeah. But we can't go for the lie. We got to get the truth. Because if we don't get the truth, we're going to be messed up. So in verse 15, it says, so he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramah-Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hands of the king. And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. 18 says, and the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil? And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Woo-wee. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Oh, look at this here. Look at this. Oh, look at this. It's going to be some evil stuff. Yeah. He said he was going to be a lying spirit. And he told him to go forth and do so. Now, therefore, he told him he was going to let all the prophets lie to him. All of them were going to lie to him. 23 says, now, therefore, behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. Mm-mm-mm. Didn't I tell you God got them evil angels? He have evil angels that he can send forth. This one spirit showed up and told God, I'll go. He said, okay, you going? How you going? He said, I'm going to go as a lying spirit. And I'm going to put a lying spirit in all the mouths of the prophets. And the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. But Zedekiah, the son of Shenana, went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and carry him back unto Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Jehosh, the king's son. And say, thus said the king, put this fellow in the prison and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction, until I come in peace. And Micaiah said, if thou return at all in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me. And he said, hearken, O people, every one of you. So Micaiah was trying to let him know, okay, don't believe the hype now. I told you what God said. Anything else you hear concerning peace is not what the Lord spoke to me. But see, the king had already said, He never have nothing good to say. He always speak evil concerning me. Yeah. So in verse 29, so the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into the battle, but put thou on thy robe. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. But the king of Syria commanded his 32 captains that had ruled over his chariots, saying, fight neither with small nor great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, surely it is the king of Israel. And they turned aside to fight against him. And Jehoshaphat cried out. And it came to pass when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Wherefore he said unto the driver of his chariot, turn thine hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day, and the king was stayed up in his chariot against the Syrians and died at even. And the blood ran out of the womb into the midst of the chariot. And there went a proclamation throughout the host about the going down of the sun, saying, every man to his city and every man to his own country. So the king died and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. And one washed the chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood, and they washed his armor according unto the word of the Lord which he spake. Now the rest of the acts of Ahab and all that he did, and the Ahab house which he made, and all the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Ahab slept with his fathers. And Ahaziah, his son, reigned in his stead. He told him this now. And Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa, began to reign over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, king of Israel. In verse 42, Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhai. And he walked in all the ways of Asa, his father. He turned not aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, for the people offered and burnt incense yet in the high places. And Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat and his might that he showed and how he warred, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And the remnant of the Sodomites, which remained in the days of his father Asa, he took out of the land. There was then no king in Edom. A deputy was king. Jehoshaphat made ships of tarnish to go to Ophir for gold. And they went not, for the ships were broken at Ezion-Geber. Then said Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, unto Jehoshaphat, let my servants go with thy servants in the ships. But Jehoshaphat would not. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. And Jehoram, his son, reigned in his stead. Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel and Samaria the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 2 years over Israel. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his fathers, and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. They still doing it. It continues. All started with Solomon. Every king after him became evil. Asa and Jehoshaphat, they tried. Yeah, they did. But every king, and one became more wicked than the other. And that's why we want to pray for our families. That whoever disobeyed God and brought this curse upon us, Lord, we want the curse broken. We want it destroyed from the root of the thing. What started all of this? Disobedience, wherever it started. We want to destroy it, that it never come back to our family again. This is why you go to the doctor and they have you to fill a form out. So if you're a new patient, they tell you most times come 15 minutes early because you have paperwork to fill out. On the paperwork, it asks you, do your family have a history of this? A history of diabetes, a history of blood clots, a history of this, that, and the other. They call it hereditary. Because this is what's in your family bloodline. So we want to break it up from the root. We want to break it up from where it started. And seal it closed and shut that it never happened again. Because we see what happened with Solomon. That thing kept continuing. It's a domino effect. Yeah. 52 said, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father and in the way of his mother and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. The last verse, 53, says, for he served Baal and worshiped him and provoked to anger the Lord God of Israel according to all that his father had done. It appeared to me this one didn't learn from that one. You don't see you keep provoking God to anger. And you don't see your fathers were destroyed. Many of them died in sin. And sometimes it's with us. We don't see that our family is messed up. And we don't see that we need to pray and get this curse off our family. It's like we should continue to keep it going. So now this is the last book, 1 Kings 22. That's the last chapter in 1 Kings. Yeah. Talk to us about Chronicle. But see, we're getting to see disobedience is an ugly thing. It can destroy much. And it's not that God hate us and he want to punish us. He want us to die. He want us to burn. Nope, that's not what it is. It's our actions. It's the things that we do. And because of what we do, it bring destruction to us. A lot of people want to accuse God for the death and the pain, the hurting. No, it's not that. Many times it's what we've done. It's what we started. Mm-hmm. I know a family, and I didn't know it at the time. But back in the day before I really, really come to grips with really and truly serving God and living right and staying with him and not knowing better. I was a fool. Because I'm looking at men, the height. I'm looking at the weight. I'm even looking at his face to see if he's attractive to me. I'm looking at his pockets. You make money, da 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 da. So I met this guy. He was from Texas. I was in Orlando working. Back in the day, they had what they called Champion Rent-to-Own. It was a rental company. They rent furniture and appliances and stuff like that, stereos, all that kind of thing. And so I met him, and we went out a few times, and I would let him come over to the house and spend the night and all this foolishness. And eventually, me and him met up. I moved back to Jacksonville. We met up. And he went on to Texas. Went back to Texas. Well, I followed him to Texas. Left my children with a friend of mine. I was going to get a job and build a life with him in Texas. Well, when I get there, I find out he's on house arrest. Yeah, they told him to go back to Texas. They didn't expedite him. They let him drove himself back to Texas. He had to report to the probation people, house arrest people. Now, I didn't know what his crime was because he talked around his crime. I done left Florida and come to Texas. And on the way to Texas, let me go back a bit. On the way to Texas, there was a bus driver, the Greyhound. That's what I went to Texas on, the Greyhound bus. And there was a bus driver there, and he liked me. And we got to talk while he was driving, you know, going on up through Baton Rouge, that's why I caught the bus, and he was on up through Baton Rouge, on up through Orange, Texas, on up to, you know, Weirigate. Was married and looking for a kept woman, he said. Let me tell you, when I tell you don't play with God, that form of godliness, denying the power thereof, honoring God with your lips and your heart before, don't do all of that. Come to God for real. And like Solomon, had he stayed with God, all of this wouldn't have happened. But when we come to God, we got to stay with God because it'll cause a domino effect. So look what happened. He'd get a job. I meet these people, and they let us move in this house. But when I got there, he was staying somewhere else at some kind of shelter thing. And see, he didn't tell me he was at a shelter. I thought he was living with a family member. And when I get there, you know, I go to work and we move out quickly if we had to go to a hotel. So I meet these people. They give me a place. Oh, the Lord was still working for me here. He still loved me. And he knew that would be a day that came that I would obey him. So he blessed me, I believe, of what would come to pass, not with what had passed or what was happening, but the future. So we move into the house and everything furnished that we need and more. And he go to work, I go to work. And we move. And so once we moved, I lived too far from where I was working. So I couldn't go back to work. Oh, don't worry about that. I got us, this, that, and the other. And he did. And one day, he told me, he said, look, I'm going to go to work for half a day, and I'll be back. He drove truck. He said, and I'll be back because I have to go to court. I said, what? He said, yeah, they arrested me in Jacksonville, but in Orlando, but I came back here to court, and then when I went back, they let me go back to Jacksonville and get my stuff and, you know, come back. That's when I came through to see you, and, you know, we made plans. I said, well, what you going to court for? He talked around the crime he had committed. Talked around it. Well, I went on because I saw him as a good person. You know, I saw him as treat me fair and whatever. Well, let's say he told me this on a Monday. And he told me that on his lunch break, he went on back to work. And about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, while he was at work, the phone rang. I answered the phone and it was the bondsman. And the bondsman said, well, I called to see if I could get a hold of somebody to leave a message for him, you know, called his name. And he said he's supposed to be in court tomorrow at this time, let's say 2 o'clock. And I just wanted to remind him that he needs to be there a few minutes early. I said, well, what is he charged with? He didn't ask me if I was a girlfriend, family member, wife. He didn't ask me nothing concerning privacy. He said he's charged with domestic violence on a minor, da-da-da-da-da on a minor, da-da-da-da-da. I said, what? He said, yeah, these are his charges. I was floored. I said, okay, thank you. I hang the phone up. Well, I didn't know what battery on a minor was, this and that. I didn't know what that was. So I assumed that he had got into it with some teenage boy, you know, 15, 16 years old. That's what I'm thinking. He played tennis. He liked to fish. So I'm thinking somewhere along the line, he done had a fight with a young boy, hit him or something, and they got him jacked up. Come to find out, listen to this, y'all. He had raped and molested his biological 9-year-old daughter. I want y'all to hear that. When he came home that day after the bondsman called, I said, what is this and that? What is battery on a minor? What is all of that? He said, my daughter said, I did some sexual stuff to her, but it's not true. But she around there acting like a grown woman. Did you hear that part? I said, the 9-year-old acting like a grown woman, so your mind told you it would be all right to go with a 9-year-old girl and it's your biological daughter? He tried to clean it up, but now you done put it out there. The next day when he go to court and come back, I had to show me the ankle bracelet. You see what they put on me? Now I got to, because he didn't want me to go to court with him. Now I got to go and report to these people. Come go with me. All this stuff come out. Well, then I find out that the brother raped little boys. And the daddy rapes the daughter-in-laws. I'm like, what is this I done got hooked up in? Oh, but I made my way home back to Florida. Y'all better know me. Because I had 3 girls still home. But look, when I find out, I'm like, what in the world? But see, all of that, like with Solomon, it started from somewhere. It started with Solomon, y'all excuse my hiccups. It started with Solomon when he decided to go after all these different kind of women, women of every nationality that he could imagine. He was filthy, filthy, filthy rich, so it wasn't no woman he couldn't have. And I'm sure he was hand-picking women. She's got to be shaped like this. She got to look like that. Her hair got to be this color. Yeah, I'm sure. He get with these women. God let him know you're going to get with them women and they're going to pull you away from me because they're going to have you worshiping their gods, their idol gods. And that's exactly what happened. He over there worshiping the Sodomites god. He over there worshiping the god of pedophiles. He over there worshiping the devil worshiper god. All kind of Baal, all kind of foolishness. Burning incense, you know, shaking bones or whatever they do. But it all started from somewhere. So the things that may be in our family line, it started from somewhere. And we want God to break it from the beginning where it started. We want God to destroy it right there. Somebody was disobedient and went outside of what you said. You warned them, but they paid you no attention. But Lord, I hear you. I hear your word. The Old Testament was written for our learning. Lord, I'm learning that it could be a family curse that we have, and God, we want it broke. It done went on for 6 or 7 generations. And Lord, I want it destroyed from where it started from. Once you destroy it back there where it started from, seal it up that it can never come through again, not to our family. Destroy it. Let it be no longer. There are all kind of things in 1 Kings. We get to see all kind of stuff that took place. But whatever God spoke, no matter what, it came to pass. Yeah. Jezebel talked a big talk and said what she was going to do, not to Elijah, not to the one God sent. Yeah. But she went out to kill that one and she died him. But her husband, God came to him, the king Ahab, he had to pay for it too. Yeah. So we must be careful too in our choice. Because a lot of times people get money and it changes them. That's why watching as well as praying and being careful and have patience is so important. I used to get money and I would say, well, I'm going to save $100 of this money. And the next time I get money, I'm going to save $100 of that. But I kept spending it. It would be always, it appears something would always come up that I needed to spend the money that I was supposed to save. And the Lord showed me, use it. But watch as well as pray. Because I want to save the money, but I want to buy this. And a lot of times I would buy it, if not on credit, I would put a down payment on it, bring it home. Well, I still got the payment of it. And I still use half of the money that I was call myself saving. But the Lord has blessed me and he has given me a way, even a way to plant seed. And I thank him for it. I joined this thing, I forgot the name of it now, but it's where you put in, let's say, $50 a month, and you put that in for 2 years, and at the end of 2 years, you'll see what you saved. And while you're doing this, because you make a monthly payment, it helps you to build your credit. Yeah. It helps you to build your credit. So I said, Lord, I want to try that and be faithful, you know, at putting the money away. Yeah, and let's see what happens. God is faithful. And anything we want to do, if it's right in his sight, he will bless us to get it done. Yeah. He's that kind of God. Faithful, oh, forever faithful unto us. So sometimes it's what they call the generational curses because of what some family member did from long time ago. Yeah, they did it in the family and it messed the family up. And just keep it going. Domino effect. Another thing is this, sometimes we want to help people. I mean, I should say that sometimes people need help. We're able to help the person, but we refuse. And sometimes that become a curse. It's different things. It's different things. But we want to watch as well as pray. Yeah. Watch as well as pray. And make sure we stay on the right path with God. So today I thought we were going to go on a few more days into the weekend with 1 Kings. But we got to end it today. Chapter 22 was the last chapter of 1 Kings. But we got to see Elijah, Elisha. We got to see Ahab and Jezebel, you know, and what took place with them. He married her. Yeah. Yeah, you know, he knew better than some stuff, but sometimes, it, like Solomon, it's that flesh want to rule and reign. Oh, yeah. And it will if we are not careful. But I look back, Solomon prayed the prayer of faith to be wise and to be rich. And God gave him both. He started out with a little impression to the Lord. Impressed God. But then God got to see. Whatever God we yield to the most, that's going to rule and reign in our lives. If we lean to our flesh more, that's who's ruling. If we lean more to the Spirit of God, that's who's ruling in our lives. Yeah. And it's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Good morning, Brother Perry. God bless you. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning because, God, there are some curses in our families. And, Lord, from generation to generation, this thing keep repeating itself. And we come before you this morning, and we come boldly before the throne of grace to make this petition known unto you. Lord, we want the curses in our family broken. Lord, we want you to destroy it from the root that it never returned. Wherever it started, God, we want you to destroy it. Put a seal on it that it never come back to the family again. Each of our families, in the name of Jesus. Many times, Father, we try to hide things that has happened in our family that we even have done. But Lord, if we look back and research that thing, we'll find out great-great-grandmama did it. Great-great-granddaddy did it. Great-granddaddy did it. Great-grandmama. Lord, grandmama did it. Grandmama, granddaddy, mama did it. Daddy did it. And it just come on down the line. But today we're asking you, the Lord, you would break that curse, destroy it in the name of Jesus. And we cast it to the pits of hell, never to return again in the name of Jesus. And every time this thing, the thought of it come up, Father, we want to bind it up and cast it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And Father, we want to loose your blessings upon us. Loose your obedient spirit upon us, the spirit to obey you at all costs in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you this morning for hearing. Father, we thank you for answering. And Lord, we come asking for the spirit of obedience like never before. We come asking that God, you would give us the heart and mind, the wisdom to prepare for the trials that's coming our way. Lord, if it's food, if it's finances, whatever the trial may be, if it's standing up for you when everybody else fall down, God, we ask that you would strengthen us and help us to prepare in the name of Jesus. We thank you for hearing this morning. We thank you for answering. And Lord, any sickness that's coming from the curse, God, we speak it healed today in the name of Jesus. We say so, that it's healed today in the name of Jesus, whether it be diabetes, heart problems, whatever it is, blood clots, whatever it is today, we say that it's healed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you would seal it for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you for hearing this morning. We thank you for answering. And Lord, you didn't say we had to beg. You said to ask and it'll be given. Seek. We seek in your word to learn, God. Knock and the door will come open unto us. Father, we prayed, we knocked on your door that you opened and you heard. And not only did you hear, but Father, you're going to answer our prayers to bind this stuff up, to destroy it from the root. Oh, we thank you, Lord, and give us a spirit of obedience unto you. In Jesus' name, again, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ah, yeah. There's none like him. We can search all over. We won't find nobody. Nobody greater. Yeah. I've seen it where the granddaddy went to prison. Daddy went to prison. The grandson went to prison. The great, it just keep going. Yeah. And somebody need to put a stop to it. My great granddaddy was a molester. It come on down through the generations of the family. The youngest boy in the family, he done turned 19, and he been charged with rape and molestation from great-great-granddaddy. That thing come all the way down. Great-great-grandmama had cancer. A great-great-granddaddy had cancer. It come all the way down through the bloodline. Diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, kidney problems, liver problems. Great-great-granddaddy was an alcoholic. It come all the way down through the line, the bloodline. Yeah. These children was never around great-great-granddaddy. He had passed on when these children were born. He was an alcoholic, but these children became an alcoholic who never was around the great-granddaddy. Thank you, Brother Louis. Galatians 3 and 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. But it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's able to deliver us from all of these things. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm going to one more song of the morning when I come back. The studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say this morning, feel free to press that number one and come in today. Hallelujah. You might want to testify. You might just want to say good morning. Whatever you feel you got to say, press that number one and come in. Hallelujah. Brother Cal, I'm going to with your song this morning. Hallelujah.
Little small house, big family, 7 kids and I'm the baby. But I'm grown now and I'm like, praise the Lord, cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. and it's so, so loud, and I'm gonna take it. Ooh.
We thank God this morning for his word. We thank God for reminding us of things. We thank God that he brings comfort to us if we can but trust him, have faith, believe him, able to see us through anything that we're going through, any trial, any family problems, any negative thing coming our way. God is able to turn it around. He's able to take it away. But we got to have the faith to believe him and trust him, because he won't withhold no good thing from those that love him. Yeah, those that are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Good morning, C.R. God bless you this morning. And we just thank God. We just thank God today. And the studio is still open. And I do a roll call right quick. It's raining here. Yeah, it's raining and everything, and say it's going to rain all day. We just got to see and how things go, because I like the rain myself. I like riding in it sometimes, not every time, but sometimes I like riding in the rain. Sometimes I even like walking in the rain. If I got my raincoat, my rain hood on, have an umbrella, some galoshes, you know, I don't mind a little walk in the rain. Mm-hmm. The senior bishop in Alabama, he said, every raindrop that hits you, tell the Lord to bless you. And so I stopped hiding from the rain, you know, and I let it hit me. And every drop that hit me, it blesses me. Yeah. And so we tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. And a good morning, Sister Jerry. Good morning to you, Sister Andrea Spinner. Good morning to you, Sister Samoa. Good morning to you, Brother Anthony. Good morning to you, my 708 area code. Good morning to you again, Sister Sion. Good morning to you, Sister Samoa. Good morning to you, Sister Mary Ann. And good morning to you, Sister Melanie Rose, Sister Angela in California, Sister Laura, Mr. Mason, Miss Deborah, good morning. Good morning to you, Sister Alexis, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Diane, Sister Angela Foote, Sister Anna Lee Foote, good morning, Sister Kim Hopps, good morning to you. Good morning to you, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluka, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne. Good morning to you. God bless you this morning. Good morning to you, Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Pastor David. Good morning to you, Brother D, Brother Mike Hopps. Good morning to you again, Brother Cal. Good morning to you, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Marquez Griffin. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. God bless you. And you know, I'm going to make myself a note right now. I must call Brother Frank. That I got to do. If I won't do anything else until I call him today and make sure he's okay over there. We pray for him. But I like to keep in touch. And it's been a while. It has been a while. And I need to make sure I know what's going on over there and pray for him, because that's not like Brother Frank to stay away so long, you know, but I'm sure some things are going on and he's usually busy, you know. And so I know that he may not get a chance to call me or email me back. So, and then it could be something going on with his equipment. And so we don't know, but I'm making myself a note, a big note right now. Call Brother Frank. Yes, sir. And I've seen Brother D come in more this week, and I'm grateful unto the Lord that I get to see his number and know that he's good over there. Yeah, and so I'm thankful. I want to ask the intercessors, too, to lift Brother Anthony up in prayer. Yeah, lift him up in prayer. Because one thing about the men of God, the devil is always after them. It's his job to kill, steal, and destroy. And it's our job to pray and to pray for one another. Yeah. And so we want to lift him up in prayer. I know some trials are coming his way. And we're praying that the Lord will strengthen him to endure his trials. Yeah. And it's already all right. It is already all right in the Master's name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning, and I thank him for that Old Testament. We're learning. We're learning. And it's a beautiful thing for me. Beautiful thing. And I thank God for it. And I looked at that Jezebel, or she was going to kill Elijah. Yeah, she had plans. Uh-huh. But then, remember they say, the songwriter said, you dig one ditch, you better dig two. The trap you set just may be for you. Yeah, when you dig one ditch, dig two. Because you're planning somebody else's demise. But it may be yours. Mm-hmm. If you could talk to Haman this morning, Haman would tell you, if you dig one ditch, dig two. I made the gallows for Esther's uncle. I made the gallows for him, but I ended up on it. Yeah. And see, that's another thing. People have to be careful with the people of God. You don't like me. You just can't stand what I stand for, because I stand for the things of God. But be careful fooling around with the people of God. The least one, The one you least think don't have nothing. The least one you think, oh, they got something in them that's just not right. Be careful. We don't know what people's prayers are. That we don't know. Yeah. I've seen people wide open in the world and look like they was getting worse instead of better. Got to talk to them and they told me, yeah, I've been praying about this thing I've been doing. I can remember in the middle of the project, I was talking to one lady and a bunch of other ladies come up and then some young men started coming. Because when they saw the group form, they wanted to know what was going on. But when we got there, we was talking about family and talking about family members that were locked up or had been locked up. And some of the youngest of the men said, yeah, because my cousin, he locked up. One would say, well, my daddy, he been locked up for 20 years. You know? And I hear what you're saying, ma'am. I hear what you're saying. And I don't really pray, but I'm going to try that. I'm going to try praying. Now, I couldn't tell them, well, you need to repent. Before you pray, I couldn't tell them that. I told them prayer will fix it every time. And if they went to the Lord, God will show them. Them. Have God ever shown you yourself? He certainly have shown me. Oh, yeah. And let me know this. Self-inventory is very important. Before you point the finger at other people, Barbara, check your stuff here. And when the word come in the morning, it's not just for you. It's not just for people. It's first for the one that's bringing it. Yeah. The word is for me first. Because God is speaking. And there are no respect of persons. And there's nobody like Jesus. We're striving for perfection. We're striving to be like him. It don't mean that we're perfect and that we're like him 100%. There are many things in us we still can work on. Yeah, all of us. Nobody's excluded. Back in the day it said that when man was sin, God winked. But today he commanded everybody to repent. And we should repent as often as possible. And anywhere we can form something for God, we should do it. Anywhere we can talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people. Sometimes you don't get to say nothing, but you're living it. And people see what you're living. You know, they see a clean life. They see a good life. They see you're not a person that keeps stuff going. Even in your community, even in your neighbors, they know you better. Yeah, my neighbors, when they see me, they wave. Sometimes they just look crazy at me because I stay in my house and mind my business. Yeah, and I pray for my neighbors, and I go on. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Because see, if the Lord don't say do it, I'm not doing it. I don't care what it feel like to you. I don't care what it looks like to you. He said no, I'm doing no. Because he know what's best for us. Yeah. And I'd love to have a fourth Sunday fellowship. I just got to wait and see what God says about it. And if he opened that door, I will certainly invite many. I've had people to tell me, hey, I said, yeah, this one man. He said, I heard when you have a fourth Sunday fellowship, ooh-wee, what a time. He said, I'm coming. That next one you have, I will be there. And he made sure I knew that he was there. He found out what church I attend. And he showed up at the church and showed up on the Sunday where Bishop Doles had me to speak. Yeah. And he was yelling, go ahead, Barbara, go ahead. And I saw him, but at the time, I didn't remember he was from the last Fourth Sunday Fellowship. I didn't remember it at the time. And I said, he sure, while I was up to myself, you know, I said, he sure, I like, he really know me. But he had been to that Fourth Sunday Fellowship. Now, the devil, I'm sure he told people, oh, he like her. That man had a wife. And his wife was sitting right next to him. How about that? As he cheering me on to bring the word, his wife was with him cheering me on. Yeah. God is faithful. We just want to learn to be faithful unto him. Because if we're faithful unto him, he will be continue to be faithful unto us. And one day he'll give us a crown of life that will never fade away because we've been faithful. I can just imagine what go on in heaven. I try. I know it's not exactly. And it excites me so good. Ooh. It's 9:14. What are they doing in heaven right now? Well, it's raining here. Well, what's going on in heaven? Hallelujah. Do they have a praise service going on? Where the prayer service at? Somebody praying, you know, a group of them praying. It could be the angels of the Lord. You know, I don't know. I just imagine a big praise service, a big worship service. You know, there are things there I've never seen before, things I could never imagine. Yeah. And so I'm thankful unto him, you know, for the very thought, good thought. And Apostle Paul, I believe, was think on these things. Whatever is good, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, you know, whatever the truth is, think on these things. Yeah. And the word of God is true. So when we think on his word, we should get excited, especially the things that's telling us the good things for us. Yeah, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I'm a believer today. Whoever believe on him won't perish but have everlasting life. He gave us the book of Revelation. You know, we could go back and forth in there and take a look. He gave us the book of Ephesians, Galatians. And these books here, oh boy, they teach us some stuff. Apostle Paul taught me, don't be ashamed of the gospel. It's got the power to save, Barbara. Yeah. Over in Philippians, it teaches me this, that he will supply my need according to his riches and glory by his son, Christ Jesus. Yeah, John teaches some things. John teaches the obedience of John. He baptized the Savior. God is not like us. Oh, they the head honcho, they come first. No. Humble is the way. Yeah, Jesus was humble. And you know why he was humble? Because he had what he said he had. Many times we'll see folks faking. They driving the Mercedes with no money. They working paycheck to paycheck, but they driving a Mercedes. Yeah. Some live in the house on the hill, don't have it all the way furnished. But he teach us some things. How to just be us. No matter what I got, I am just me. If I become filthy, filthy, filthy rich today, I am just plain and simple, Barbara. I don't know no other way to be. And what I've learned is people like that. People like the truth of the word of God. They really do. Some don't, but many does because of this. They've been around all of the crazy stuff. They've been all around the money-hungry, loving preachers and churches, and all this is about is getting more money. But what about my soul? My flesh is pleased. But what about the one who gave me a measure of faith? He gave me a measure of faith so that I could believe on him and grow in him, to learn of his ways, to get to know him. Oh, yeah. Because we want to know more and more about him. Our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. As high as the heaven is from the earth, that's how far off we'll be, thinking we know everything there is to know about God. He got ways we've never seen. He's got things we've never seen. He can do things in ways we've never heard of. Miracles, uncommon miracles. Favor, uncommon favor. I thank God for his favor. Hallelujah. For his favor is more precious than life. The favor of God, he's on your side. All power favors you. All power is for you. Yeah. So I'm thankful this morning. Just wanted to testify a little bit. Just wanted to talk about him a little bit this morning. Is there anyone have something they would like to say? All right. All right. I'll go to one more request of the morning.
Out working on the building a long, long time ago. I turned around in a world of sin. I didn't work on the building anymore. I was lost in the heart of the wilderness. I was standing at the crossing of the road. I heard a voice speak soft and low, telling me which way to go. And he said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. Been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home. I wandered here, I wandered there. Months and years have passed. I had plenty of friends all the time. The life I lived was fast. When trouble came around me, all of my friends were gone. But I heard the same voice speaking in my ear, telling me to go back home. He said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home. I finally did what the voice said. I turned and took my place. I'm working back, singing in the choir of God's amazing grace. I know Jesus, he loves me so, and this is how I know. That same voice speaking to me, telling me the way to go. He said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Time to go back home. Wandering in the wilderness much too long. Time to go back home. Yeah, I like that little number right there myself. That's a great song to remind us. Yeah, we want to stay with the Lord. We don't want to leave him. There's no reason we have to. Yeah, we just need to focus more in his word and on him. And I tell you, God can bring us in places where we never thought we could be. Yeah, he's able to do it for us. So we're thankful unto him this morning. And we want him to lead and guide us through the day and keep us safe, keep our families safe. Hallelujah. And so it's all right today in Jesus' name. All right, Sister Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am good over here.
Yes, yes. Great training this morning. And you know, as your parents, when you were growing up, say, watch who you associate with. Watch who you hang around with. Didn't make no sense then, but it make a lot of sense now. Because, see, people, your association brings about, they type for activities. This stuff came back way back when people were doing things that were ungodly. It's in the bloodline. And it was a lot to think about today. It was a lot to process. But it was great training, because some would say that the ravens always eat the food, but God had the ravens bring the food to Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
Some would say a brook is not much water, but God gave him enough water to sustain him until he dried the brook up and said it's time to move on. Nothing stays the same way forever, Barbara. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Even hearing you testify about your friend that you didn't know what he was, because we don't know who people are. And they won't tell you the truth because, see, they know it's bad. But they don't want you to see them as who they really are. So all of us, it's time to go back home. We've been wandering in the wilderness way too long. We've been wandering around way too long. Moses could have been out the wilderness. But no, he had to keep walking around lost. I don't want to keep walking around lost. I appreciate you with the lessons and teaching us, because it's great knowledge. Knowledge is powerful. And it's good to know what's really going on. So I want to say thank you, Miss Barbara, for all that you're teaching, all that you're doing. You're trying to help us. And there's not a reason that none of us on this line hear what's going on and don't keep listening. So thank you. And I thank Brother Louis for sending your notes along the way. I like the reading of the man, and then you break the story down. So thank you. Because the Bible has such strange names to say. But thank you. Thank you so much. See, they don't have names like Robert and John and Bob. They have those names like, whoa, where these names come from? But that's good, because you can always tell who is who by what their names are. We can tell who you are by what your names are.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for showing me it's time to settle down and hear, because we don't know. We're at the end, but we don't know it yet, because we're thinking, we still going to go to the grocery store tomorrow and get some chicken. We still going to go to do this. Everything is not promised. Everything is not promised. It's time to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Baba. It is pouring down over here.
Okay. Yeah, all day they said it would rain. Yeah.
Well, you know what we're going to do. We don't go out because people get in road rage and shooting in cars because you ain't riding as fast as they want you to go.
Yeah, they got
all that. You're going to go fast because your gas is flying out the car.
Mm-hmm.
We can go get some more gas. And what they going to do if they can't get no gas?
I don't know.
I don't know. Y'all better get you some horse and buggies. No, but seriously, thank you, Barbara. This was great training, great quietness. Calvin's having one of his great days. He has been up since 4 o'clock this morning. My God. I just like, oh, man. Oh, Lord. Well, we're doing some little lightness, so that woke him up. And oh, Lord.
Okay.
But it's going to be all right.
Yes, ma'am, it will. Yes, ma'am, it will. Brother Lucy.
Laughing, you're having him a great day, so I'm not going to. I know my limits.
You go, Calvin. You go and enjoy your day, Calvin. Brother Lewis, say, hey, Sister Terry.
Oh, hey, Brother Lou and Brother Anthony and all you guys and ladies out there, we are getting some great training. We really are getting some great training. Thank you so much, Sister Barbara.
God bless you. God bless you. Yeah.
God bless you, too.
1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character.
That's yeah, right. That's what my mother used to tell me that. And that's what I taught my children. But then, you know, you read that note there. I told me I was trying to convert him. I was just bad company. Bad company.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we have to learn it the hard way. And then when we do learn it, then we'll say, oh, man, I'm so sorry. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to go back home. Been wandering in the wilderness way too long. But thank you, Sister Barbara. It takes a lot of preparation to get us prepared for what you're trying to get us ready for. So thank you so much. And I want everybody to have a great day and be safe out there in this rain and flying down the highway.
Yes, ma'am.
Be safe, everybody. Mm-hmm.
Man, God bless you. God bless you. Is there anyone else? The studio is open this morning. And if you have something you would like to say, feel free. I wish Sister Samoa was at a place. She may be at work this morning. But I wish she was at a place where she could read that poem for us this morning. Oh, you would be amazed. You would be amazed at how she read that poem. And it's like, for me, it was like nothing that was written. It was like it was just pouring out of her. And it was so real. You know, these were the words she was saying to the man. You know, we can work it out. And I was like, look at this. And then I was thinking, I said, oh, she is saying that to somebody, maybe, you know, her husband or whatever. And at the end of there, she said, what you think about that, Miss Barbara? And started laughing. I said, too, to myself, she got me. She got me. I just knew it was real. Yeah. And so she told me she had, before COVID hit, she had taken some acting classes. And then COVID, and then not only that, it's a ways away from her. But I know God is faithful. And I know he's able to bring us to the place where we want to be and bless us to do what it is we want to do. Yeah, he's faithful. He is faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Friends
don't let you get off of there. All right, so if no one else have anything they would like to say, I will pray us out. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 15:33 in the King James Version, say, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Louis. Thank you. All right. We'll pray and go to our last song of the morning. And after the song, I won't be coming back today. God bless you. God bless you. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for blessing us to be encouraged in you. Father, we thank you that your word will even inspire us, hallelujah, to go much further with you. Lord, we departing this morning and we're asking you that God, you would give the desires of hearts. Lord, as we focus on you, as we delight ourselves in you, open doors today, make ways that, Lord, we'll get the desires of our hearts. Bless our families. Bless our friends, God. Move by your spirit today in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick, heal this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, take away the pain and the hurt and the inflammation and whatever is being caused in our bodies. We look to you to take it away. God, we asking for healing. But Lord, teach us how to be more healthy in the name of Jesus. Health is important. And not just healing, but God, we need to learn how to be healthy and do the healthy things that would take the sickness away, the pain away, the illness away, the disease away, whatever it is. In the name of Jesus, help us today, Lord. And Father, bless our going out today. Bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, we thank you today. Stir up your word in us. Stir up the gifts in us. Stir up the spirit of obedience in us today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. We ask it all this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, March the 16th, 2022, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. We're going to our last song of the morning. And after the song, we won't be coming back. Come on, let's touch it. Yeah.